Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, May 9th, 2019. 25 years ago today, the newly elected National Assembly of South Africa met for the first time in Cape Town and unanimously elected ANC Chairman Nelson Mandela as the first Black President of the Republic of South Africa. For drug dealers in the Görlitzer Park in Kreuzberg, there are now designated places. At one of the entrances, narrow areas on the ground are marked in a pink color, on each of which two dealers can stand. The park manager told RBB that the idea was not to legalize the sale of drugs, but rather to make other park visitors less disturbed, and so they no longer have to walk through a trellis of dealers. On Wednesday, the action triggered an outraged response from the opposition parties CDU and FDP. According to CDU faction leader Burkhard Dregger, the allocation of land is an invitation to break the law and a betrayal of residents' interests. He added that citizens have a right to rest in a public place without being harassed by dealers, and by doing so, the district office supports organized crime. Dregger demanded, quote, criminal and political consequences. FDP member Marcel Lutte called the action a farce. The Red-Red-Green Senate officially speaks of the fight against organized crime, but at the same time tolerates a source of money for criminal clans. After the park fell into disrepair due to open drug trafficking, in 2016, the positions of park manager in the Görli and so-called park runners were established. Their task is to make the park more attractive for local residents. The park's long green area is close to the district's nightlife and party miles, which are also popular with tourists. Florian Schmidt from the Green Party, the responsible city councillor, said that drug sales could only be moved to different areas. Whoever demands a drug-free Görlitzer Park will find the problem somewhere else. Part of the concept of action in the district was that one had to deal with the realities on the spot. The police union called on politicians to make a decision. According to spokesman Benjamin Yandro, drug crime there can only be fought with police presence and legal pressure. Under CDU Senator of the Interior Frank Henkel, a zero-tolerance strategy had been pursued, which was later abandoned. It was not possible to see how the park could become drug-free and crime-free. The former border crossing at Checkpoint Charlie is to be redesigned. City Development Senator Katrin Lampscher of the Left told RBB that the square should become a place for everyone in the future. Checkpoint Charlie is at the transition between Kreuzberg and Mitte and was the former border between the American and Russian sectors. It is not clear yet what the square will look like exactly. Lampscher told RBB at the meeting of the construction committee on Wednesday that only the development plan had been discussed and should be completed by spring of 2020. Architectural competitions will decide on the redesign of the checkpoint area. Lampscher said that in the future, the checkpoint area should become a, quote, lively urban place. She added that public spaces were planned to the left and right of the former border crossing. On one side, a large public square should invite visitors to linger, and on the other, the planned Cold War Museum is to be built. The ultimate goal is that Checkpoint Charlie become more attractive as a place of remembrance, both for tourists, but also for people who live and work there. The District Office Pankow has established a set of new rules and restrictions for Mauerpark, which affects events like the popular karaoke singing and other noisy activities. The responsible District Authority Pankow wants to protect the residents of the area from too much noise. Accordingly, the following restrictions now apply. Music making is allowed in designated areas only, and it can be played only between 11 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. from Monday to Thursday, and between 11 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. from Friday to Sunday, as well as on public holidays. The music should only be sung in an easterly direction towards the stadium. The orientation of the music towards the residential buildings is now prohibited. musicians and singers should not try to drown each other out, and the use of power generators is prohibited. Commercial events might only take place with the permission of the district office, and grilling is only allowed on designated areas between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. from September to May, and from 9 p.m. from June to August, and no gas or disposable grills are allowed. Trade in any goods is prohibited, and dogs are only allowed to run on the designated area. No dogs are allowed on the playground. The rules are a reaction to numerous complaints. According to the district office, it is about a, quote, peaceful, respectful cooperation between park visitors and residents. So far, however, not all conflicts of interest have been resolved. In March, it was questionable whether karaoke singing would be possible at all. The permit was on the brink of being granted because of alleged safety concerns. Due to construction work by Berliner Wasserbetriebe, the karaoke event was initially prohibited. A photo of a pile of chocolate bunnies disposed in a dumpster caused a stir on social media. According to posts, the container belongs to an Etika branch in Prenzlauer Berg. At RBB24's request, Etika announced that the bunnies had accidentally landed in the trash can, and that usually leftover food is given to the Berliner Tafel or other social institutions. The disposal of food that can still be eaten is a major problem. 11 million tons of food end up in Germany's garbage every year. That's about 82 kilos per person. But the consumer is only one part of the problem. Huge amounts of food are thrown away during production or later in the food trade, often due to the best before date, or even just because space is to be created for new goods. Other European countries, such as France, have already enacted laws that, for example, prohibit supermarkets from throwing away edible food under threat of punishment. With success in France, only 20 to 30 kilos of food per person per year are thrown away. Thanks to the internet, the fate of the chocolate bunnies from Prenzlauer Berg changed. According to users on Facebook, the bunnies were, quote, meanwhile rescued and distributed to the needy. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.